Hi, I'm Jacob. Join me as we go down Gilead Lane.
How do your mom and dad feel about you boys inviting people to Thanksgiving dinner?
What were you thinking?
Oh, they're fine with it.
Did they all say yes?
Yep.
We did order a really big turkey.
Turkey this year?
It's Thanksgiving, Timmy. Of course we will.
Come on, guys. Let's hurry up. Mom wants us at it clean before Uncle Tommy and Grandma come.
They're not coming for a couple days, Brooke. Do you think we'll have peas and cheese this year?
Oh, gross. What is that stuff anyway?
Who knows? Maybe Mom will forget.
Yeah, right, Mikey. And she won't make us do the Thanksgiving play either.
Oh, the Thanksgiving play.
Do I have to be the turkey again?
I'd rather be the turkey than have to wear those buckle shoes.
I'm with Haley. I had blisters for a week because of those shoes.
They're not even historically accurate. Contrary to popular belief, the pilgrims didn't wear buckles on their hats or their shoes. In fact, boys and girls wore dresses until they were about 12 years old.
Oh. Don't tell Mom about that part. I'd rather wear buckles.
Guys, Mom was a history teacher. I'm sure she already knows that. It's only because of the tradition that she... hold on. Hello, Morrison's residence. Hi, Uncle Tommy, how are you? When are you gonna get here? What? Why not? Yeah, she's downstairs. Hold on a second. Okay, love you too. Haley, could you hang this up when Mom gets it?
Okay.
What's wrong, Brooke?
I'll tell you later. Mom! Mom, it's Uncle Tommy!
Finally, they're all asleep.
Good.
Ooh, that's a great fire, Brooke.
Thanks. And there's a mug of hot chocolate for you on the table.
Oh, sweetie, thank you.
I just thought you could use it since Dad's working late. Are you sad about Uncle Tommy and Grandma?
Well, it'll be the first Thanksgiving since Grandpa died that they won't be with us.
I know. I hardly remember Thanksgiving without them. Was everyone else really disappointed?
Especially Timmy. I think it's harder on the youngest.
I think it's hardest on you.
Well, I've just gotten used to having them here. It's nothing I won't get over, Brooke.
Oh, come on, Mom. Stop trying to be so tough.
Excuse me?
You always tell us to be honest when we're sad. Why don't you just admit it?
All right. I admit it. In fact, I'm not sure it'll even feel like Thanksgiving if it's just us.
How about we invite Uncle Peter and Aunt Kelly and everyone over?
I asked them last week. It's their year with Uncle Peter's side of the family.
Oh. Well, we could invite someone over. Make it a party or something.
Yeah, actually, Brooke, that's not a bad idea. We could decide as a family tomorrow.
Yeah. Do you think Dad'll like it?
Are you kidding? Your father loves to entertain.
And maybe this year, with new people and all, we could skip the peas and cheese.
Brooke Elise, what's a holiday without peas and cheese?
Mom, you know no one likes it.
It's a tradition. Oh, next thing you know, you'll be asking to skip the play, too.
Actually...
Oh, Brooke!
Brooke, where's my backpack?
I don't know, Timmy, but you're gonna have to find it.
Well, I don't know where it is.
Just go ask Mikey. Maybe he saw it.
Mikey, have you seen my backpack?
No, did you check the attic?
Yeah, it's not up there.
Mikey, where's my hairbrush?
I don't know. I don't use a hairbrush.
Oh, Justin, have you seen my hairbrush?
No, but it should be in the third drawer down.
Oh, but I looked there.
Hurry up, you guys. We're all gonna be late for school.
We're coming, Dad. Come on, Haley. That's the third outfit you put on.
I just want to look good for the last day before break.
You look fine.
Thank you.
What are we going to do this year anyway without Uncle Tommy and Grandma?
Well, Mom was going to tell you guys tonight, but we're thinking of inviting someone over to celebrate with us.
Like who? Awesome. Really? Like who?
Like Mr. Grace.
Oh, yeah, good idea, Timmy.
Do you think we'll still have to do the play?
Of course we'll still have to do the play, Timmy.
Wait. We're going to talk about it tonight. Now, come on. Let's get going.
Okay, I want these to play.
I didn't think they'd make it out of the door this morning.
You know how they are on the last day before a break.
I'm just grateful for the quiet. More coffee?
No, I'm good. Mm. And how are you doing this morning, huh?
I think I'm okay. Good. It'll be fun to pick a Thanksgiving guest with the kids tonight.
Mm, I just hope there's no arguing about it.
They'll be fine. They'll be too excited about no school to fight with each other.
Good point. So, what's on the menu for Thanksgiving this year?
The usual. Why?
No reason. I just... I just wondered if we'd stick with traditional food since we'll have a newcomer to our table. And...
Traditional?
Yeah. Yeah, like the turkey and mashed potatoes, cranberries and pumpkin pie. You know, no peas and cheese or anything like that.
Not you too.
What?
You're as bad as the kids.
Oh, come on. Mary, it's just an unusual dish, that's all.
Well, it's usual in this house. End of discussion. Now, I ordered the turkey from Taylor's store. Honey, do you think you could pick it up for me later?
Sure, yeah, I'll go tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks for the hot chocolate, Grace.
My pleasure.
Could I have some more of those marshmallows, please?
Oh, help yourself. So, how was your last day of school before Thanksgiving?
Fine.
Hey, what are you doing for Thanksgiving dinner?
Me? Well, I guess Finn and I are gonna make a little turkey and settle in with a good audio book by the fire.
You really don't have plans yet?
Nope.
Then it's settled.
What's settled, Haley?
You're eating with us.
Oh, I appreciate the offer, Miss Morrison, but you really shouldn't invite people over without asking your parents first. Especially not for Thanksgiving.
No, Mom said we could. We're having someone over since our grandma and uncle can't come.
Really?
Really? Yeah.
Well, in that case, maybe Finn and I will come.
Yeah, you have to come. You have to come, Mr. Key.
I don't know, Timmy. I was looking forward to a quiet afternoon at home.
You always have quiet afternoons at home.
Timmy.
It's okay, Justin. Timmy's right. How do your mom and dad feel about you boys going around and inviting people to Thanksgiving dinner?
Oh, they're fine with it. We're even going to talk about it tonight. We just decided it'd be fun to have someone new over.
So, will you please come, Mr. Key?
I'll think about it.
Well, think fast, because we really want you to be there.
I really want you to be there. I mean, you're already part of the family, really.
Thanks, Brooke, but I doubt Dad'll want to come.
Becca, you never know.
Luke's right. You could at least ask him.
Look, it's nice and all, but face it. Dad hasn't celebrated a holiday since Mom left.
Yeah, and it's about time he did. It's been 3 years, Becca.
I know how long it's been.
I know. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it that way. I just think it'd be fun to do something for a change. I mean, we all miss her, and I used to love Thanksgiving.
Oh, remember the Thanksgiving box?
Yeah.
Hey, fill me in.
Oh, sorry, Brooke. See, Dad used to get out this box every year, and we'd all write down what we were thankful for and put it in the box.
Right, but first we'd read through all the other years and see how we've changed and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Then we'd add that year's.
Cool.
Yeah, I think that box is something I miss most.
What, you haven't done it since she left?
Ask our dad. I guess we really don't have anything to be thankful for anymore.
You don't believe that.
I know, I just wish we could skip right over the holiday season.
Well, I think we should go over to the Morrisons.
Amen! You need to come. Granted, you'll be forced to eat some peas and cheese.
Don't tell me your mom still pushes that stuff.
Every holiday.
When is she gonna throw in the towel with that?
Luke Taylor, it's tradition.
All right, you guys. We're working on short notice here, and I still want to go through the play tonight.
Oh, not the play. Do I have to be the turkey again, Mommy? Oh,
Timothy, you make a perfect little turkey.
But I think I'm getting to...
Okay. Let's get this meeting started, please. I want to talk about who we're going to invite.
Wait a minute.
Everybody stop. You mean to tell me that we've invited most of the town?
Seems like
I think so.
Oh, you guys, what were you thinking? What? We hadn't even talked about it yet.
Yeah.
Did they all say yes?
Yep.
Pretty much.
Well, we can't very well uninvite people, can we?
We always have Grace over, Dad. And she doesn't have any family anywhere. We can't let her eat alone.
Mr. Key either. He's not doing anything for Thanksgiving.
But I think the Taylors need us this year. You know how hard it's been since Mrs. Taylor left them.
But Grace lives alone. They have each other.
Hey, right, now, no, right. No arguing. We've just got to figure this out.
You know, Mary, we did order a really big turkey this year.
Yeah, and we'll work extra hard to help you out, Mom.
And Mikey and I'll clean the house from top to bottom.
Hey, speak for yourself.
Mikey.
Just kidding. Sure, we'll clean. Real good, too.
Really well, Michael.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose it could be fun to have such a house full.
Yes!
There we go.
Yes.
Wait a minute. You know I like lots of company just like everyone else, but we'll need to work extra hard, you know. This is way short notice.
Right.
Okay, yeah.
Good. Well, I guess that's settled. I'll make sure to talk to Ben when I go pick up the turkey tonight.
Okay.
Do you know if he's working tonight, Brooke?
Mr. Taylor works every night.
And I'll call Grace and Mr. Key right now, but... Next time, you guys, when we say something's going to be a family decision, let's wait until the family decides on something. Got it?
Yes, Mom.
Good.
Dad and I should make you kids put on the whole thing, cooking and all, so you see why it's a big deal to entertain.
If we do, can we skip the peas and cheese?
Oh! Yeah. You know, I have had it with the peas and cheese jokes. Now, we're going to have it every night if you don't put a cork in it.
Oh, come on, Mary. It really is the oddest thing I've ever
heard. Out.
Ben?
Yeah, down here.
Oh, there you are.
Oh, hi, John. Here to pick up your turkey.
Oh, you guessed it.
I'll go grab it for you.
Thanks.
You guys got the biggest turkey this year. I had the kids put it in our refrigerator so it wouldn't be so frozen.
Oh, boy, only in a small town can you get this kind of service. Thank you very much.
Hey, it's the holidays. I'll be right back.
Hold on a second, Ben.
Yeah?
Have Luke and Becca talked to you yet?
About what? Did they do something?
No, not at all. We were just hoping that you three would join us for Thanksgiving. You know, we've got that big turkey to eat. We can't do it by ourselves.
Well, thank you, John, but it's... I don't think I can take the time away from the store.
Ben, you've never stayed open past noon on Thanksgiving. Come on, we insist.
No, really. The store's always such a mess after the holiday, and I'll have a lot of restocking and shelving to do. I just better not. But maybe the kids can make it.
Oh, no deal. It's the whole crew or none of you.
John, honestly, I just don't think I can do it yet, okay?
Listen, Mary and I know it's been a rough 3 years, and we don't pretend to understand.
I appreciate that.
But you've got two kids still living at home, Ben, and they love you. You're all they've got.
I know.
Please. Mary's talking to Grace Andrews and Mr. Key tonight. And it looks like they'll be joining us, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't had the chance to meet Grace yet.
So you'll come?
I'll think about it.
It'll be just as good for you as it'll be for the twins. Come on, it's time to get back in the game.
I said I'll think about it. Now let me go get that turkey.
Mom, you've got to explain this to me. You grew up in the cheese state.
Yeah.
So why do we use processed cheese for this dish?
Brooke, peas and cheese is always made with cut-up processed cheese.
I have gross, cold, brownish peas from a can.
Tell me how you really feel, Haley.
Don't forget the gooey white stuff that holds it all together. That's in there, too.
It's mayonnaise, Timothy. Now, if you guys are going to keep complaining, you can get out of the kitchen and go help your dad and the boys with the cleaning.
No, thanks.
Okay, so it's a tradition.
Hey, did I ever tell you about the Taylor's tradition with the Thanksgiving box?
No, what is it?
Well, every year they used to write down what they were thankful for, and they'd keep all the past year's stuff in this box.
Oh.
Then they'd read through them each year after adding new ones.
Cool, we should do that sometime.
That's lovely.
Well, want to know what Mr. Key's tradition is?
Sure, Timmy.
Yeah.
Mrs. Key used to make fish every year instead of turkey. Fish?
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, Mom, don't we have some fish in the freezer from Mr. Key's and Timmy's fishing trips?
I think we do.
Do you think we should fry up some special for him?
Oh, yeah!
I think that's a great idea. I'm glad you thought of it, Brooke.
What can I say?
No, I'm serious. Now, finish up what you're doing, and then you go get the boys and get ready for the play. Everyone should be here soon.
You think the Taylors are coming?
Oh, I hope so.
Are we really going to do this play in front of non-family members?
Yes.
That's a tradition too, right, Mommy?
Yep, and a very important one to me.
Why?
Because every year since I can remember, we used to put on this play in my family. My dad wrote it out before I was even born.
And you and all your brothers used to do it every year?
Yep, all six of them.
Who's the turkey?
Your Uncle Tommy, until he got old enough to pass it on to the family dog.
Hey, I'm big now. Maybe Finn can be the turkey since he's come.
We'll see. Now hurry up.
Maybe it's not so bad to do the play if it's what you've always done, Mom.
Well, thank you, Haley. Mm-hmm.
Squantum, or Squanto as we know him, the pilgrims may have died of starvation that year. So we celebrate the day to remember that first Thanksgiving and to continue the tradition set by Abraham Lincoln years later when he made Thanksgiving a national holiday.
And to remember that, no matter what age we live in, it's always important to give thanks.
No, Finn, you say gobble gobble.
The end.
All right. You know, I think that was the best performance yet.
Oh, really. Yes, bravo.
I wish the Taylors could have been here for this.
Maybe we can do it again if they come.
That's okay, Tim. Once a year is enough.
Yeah.
Wonderful. All right. Who's ready to feast?
Huh? Oh, me,
I am!
I'll get it!
Thank you very much.
Mr. Taylor, hi!
Hi, Brooke.
Luke, Becca, I'm so glad you guys made it.
Hey, are we late?
No, we're just about to sit down. Come on in.
Nice outfit, Brooke. Should we have dressed for the occasion?
Oh, you know the Thanksgiving play we do every year. Pilgrim clothes.
Sorry we missed it.
I'm not.
Oh, Ben, so glad you're here. Come on in. Brooke, honey, take their coats.
Okay.
Thank you. It smells great in here, Mary.
Oh, thank
you. Hi, Ben. So, you decided to come.
I thought it was time. Hey, thanks for coming to the store last night, John.
This turkey just tastes incredible, Mary.
Oh, well, I had plenty of help in the kitchen. I could not have done it alone, believe me.
I just can't believe you made fish. How did you know?
You told us yesterday, Mr. Key.
I guess I did. Mrs. Key used to make us fish every year, and I've had no one to enjoy it with since she passed on. I suppose it is an odd Thanksgiving food.
Well, actually, fish was one of the main things that the pilgrims ate at the first Thanksgiving. Oh. Sure, they had wild turkey and other game, but records show that they had cod, bass, eel, and tons of other seafood.
Seriously, where do you learn this stuff?
It's called school, Mikey.
I have to admit, we didn't know the history. My wife's family was just a fishing family. It's where I got my love for the sport.
And I got it from you.
Well, we all know Mr. Key's tradition, and you all witnessed our tradition, the Thanksgiving play.
Which I'm sorry we missed.
That's all right. But what about everybody else?
Yeah.
Is the play your only tradition?
Oh, actually, we usually celebrate with my mom and baby brother, but they couldn't make it this year.
Actually, Thanksgiving was Mary's dad's favorite holiday. And we decided to spend it with her family ever since he passed on. This is the first year they couldn't come.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I just still miss my dad. And holidays are always reminders. Mm-hmm. But enough of that. It's your turn.
Well?
Why don't you tell them about the Thanksgiving box?
Becca.
Yes, the Thanksgiving box. Well, we haven't done that in a long time.
But it was our tradition, wasn't it? And that's what they asked about.
Rebecca.
Actually, Brooke told us all about the Thanksgiving box, and it is a beautiful tradition.
Thank you.
Hey, Grace, what about you? We haven't heard anything about your past Thanksgivings yet. You have any favorites come to mind?
Well, yes, one does.
Good.
In fact, it was probably my worst Thanksgiving.
Grace.
But... you know, it's the one that I'm the most thankful for.
Really?
Tell us about it.
Better tell us that story.
Don't keep us waiting.
Okay. Well, I think we all know that holidays are always the hardest time when you've lost a loved one.
That's true.
And when I was 7, it was the first year without my parents. And my first holiday without them was Thanksgiving.
And the first year that you were blind too, right?
Right. But because it was the holidays, I was really aching over the loss of my parents, more than the loss of my sight. Mind you, I felt the loss, but I just didn't know how to face it.
Grace.
I was living with the Nearys. They were my guardians out at the blind school, and they wanted to give me a special day. So Mr. Neary began by asking me if I'd celebrate.
Is there anything special your mom and dad used to do with you at Thanksgiving time?
I don't know.
Come on, Hal. There must have been something.
Something besides eating turkey.
I guess they'd pick a special Bible verse and say why it made them thankful.
Well, that's something, isn't it?
We could do that, too. Let's think of one.
No, I don't want to.
Why not, honey?
Because I don't want to. Why should I be thankful? My mommy and daddy are gone and they're never coming back, ever.
Oh, Gracie.
No, I don't want to do it.
Okay, sweetheart. You're not ready, and that's fine. You don't have to be.
Thank you.
But I'm going to tell you what one of my favorite verses is. It's the shortest one in the Bible. Jesus wept.
What?
You know the one, when Jesus' friend Lazarus died, and he wept for Lazarus and for Lazarus' sisters and the grief and the hurt and the loss that they all felt.
He did.
And you know why I'm thankful for that verse? Because it's the most comforting to me when I'm hurting. Here was Jesus, God himself. Who better knows the comfort and security and joy of heaven? And he wept.
Gracie, it reminds us that we have a God who will go with us even into our sorrow. Who understands that this is a world full of hurt sometimes, full of sadness and tears, and we're not alone in that.
And if Jesus wept, honey, why shouldn't we? Oh, cast all your cares upon him, Gracie, for he cares for you. Oh, let him know where you hurt. Oh, baby.
And that was the first time I really let myself cry. I had to first be honest with God about how much it hurt and not pretend like everything was just fine. And I just cried and I cried. And then began the healing.
Well, Grace, a Thanksgiving to remember.
Well, we all have a story to tell, don't we?
What about this year? What verse would you say you were most thankful for right now?
You know, I'd have to say the same one. Jesus wept. It's a good reminder.
Yeah. Well, I think I know what to add to our Thanksgiving box tonight when we get home.
The box?
Yeah. I'm thankful for my two beautiful children, who love their dad even when he's an old bear, who dragged me out of the house to come and have this Thanksgiving dinner, who take care of me when I should be taking care of them.
Dad.
I love your dad.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm thankful for, that those pesky Morrison kids showed up in my life. Otherwise, I'd be eating fish all by myself.
That would be a tragedy.
And I'm thankful for Finn.
Oh, why Finn, Timmy?
Because then I didn't have to be the turkey this year.
Okay. And did everyone get all the dishes passed to them?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Thank you. Haley, I don't see any peas and cheese on your plate.
I already ate them.
You had one pea and one cheese cube.
That counts!
Hey, we know where all these other traditions come from, but what about this stuff?
Yeah.
We always have this.
That's our point.
Yeah. Why? Mary, why is that?
Well, my mom made it, and her mom made it, and I...
Uh-huh.
Come on, Mom. You're stalling.
You don't even know, do you?
Well, I do, too.
Mom, you're the one who always talks about how we need to know the whys behind our traditions.
Yeah. Right. So, why peas and cheese?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dear.
See? Mom. She doesn't even know it.
Got her.
All right. I... So I may not know where they came from, but I will ask your grandmother.
Uh-oh.
I bet she doesn't know either.
Oh, you watch it, Michael James, or you can do all the dishes tonight.
Just kidding, Mom. I love peas and cheese. Can I have some more?
But you all better believe you'll see it at every holiday we ever celebrate.
Oh.
Because peas and cheese are a holiday dish.
Yeah, okay.
And what's more, you'll have it on each of your tables when you have your own families. You just watch.
Don't push it, Mom.
No.
Well, whether peas and cheese is a tradition the Morrison children will really continue into the future, I have my doubts. But one tradition I think they will carry on is the tradition to be truly thankful for the many things God has given them, for their family and friends, for health and strength, but mostly for God Himself. As Grace pointed out, the real test of our gratefulness is whether we can say thank you to God in hard times, when things don't go our way. In the Bible, 1 Thessalonians 5:18, we are commanded to give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. You might wonder, how can you give thanks in all circumstances? Now, it doesn't say feel thankful. It says to give thanks. That's a decision we make. We choose to thank God even for hard times, even for times of tragedy like Grace experienced when she was a little girl. We can give thanks at times like this because of two reasons. One, we know God cares so much for us. Remember Grace's favorite verse? Jesus wept. And two, we know God has promised to work all things, even bad things, together for good to those of us who love Him. Maybe you're sad about something that's happened in your life. Maybe you're bothered by scary circumstances in the world. God wants you and me to say thank you to Him, trusting that He knows what He's doing and that He'll make things turn out okay in the end. In addition to saying thank you, we need to pray to God about our needs. The Bible tells us to pour out our hearts to Him. The staff here at Gilead would love to pray for you. You can share your request with us in lots of ways. One is to email us at gilead@cbhministries.org. Another way is to write us at Gilead, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. In Canada, write us at P.O. Box 124, Maple Ridge, B.C., V2X7E9. When you contact us, be sure to include the four call letters of the station that you listen to. And also, we would love to hear about your family's Thanksgiving traditions. You can also find some great material to help you grow or to answer questions on our website at www.cbhministries.org. Today's program, Peas and Thank You, was a production of CBH Ministries and was written and directed by Beth Klima. Our production engineer was Steve O'Dell. Our executive producer is Randy Heckman. And I'm Jacob, hoping you'll join us again next week, down Gilead Lane.